The blue and white mail truck was at the bottom of Melanie Eisner's driveway when she says her granddaughter ran to the phone and dialed 911 just after 7:30 p.m.
So I jumped up and looked out the window. Oh, dear. That postal delivery truck was engulfed in flames. Huge ball of fire.
Neighbor Jeff Fitzwater says he heard a loud bang or pop while eating dinner. He stepped out of the front door of his Oyster Avenue home and watched.
It was intense. It was really intense. It started in the front. It blew out the windshield. It popped the tires. The fire was so intense that it actually burnt holes in the sides of the door. So it was quite a ferocious, intense flame.
Fitzwater, a professional photographer, snapped a few pictures. One captures white sparks and brilliant orange flames engulfing the front of the truck. The heat was intense enough to scar the asphalt and even melt a hole in a steel grate over a drainage ditch.
The fire and police department came out there very quickly and had two or three trucks there. They got it out pretty quickly.
South Tongass Volunteer Fire Chief Steve Rydeen says firefighters got the fire out within 20 minutes.
The only obstacle really dealt with during the fire was we had a small, I'm assuming that it was a magnesium fire burning in the driver's compartment, but it was maybe the size of a fist, but it was very bright white, so that's what led me to believe it could be magnesium. And when it got hit with water, it did pop a little bit.
Rydeen says the burning magnesium, or maybe another metal, was responsible for the fireworks-like sparks seen in Fitzwater's photo. A U.S. Postal Service spokesperson said in a statement that the fire was under investigation. Rydeen says his investigators chalked the blaze up to an issue with the Northrop Grumman long-life vehicle.
The best we could determine is that it was a mechanical malfunction or failure in the vehicle, and talking to the driver.
It's not the first time one of the U.S. Postal Service's iconic box trucks has gone up in smoke. A 2020 report from the news organization Vice cited some 400 fires in mail trucks between 2014 and 2020, about one every 5 days. The report said there was no discernible pattern to the fires and that the advanced age of the vehicles was thought to play a role. The Postal Service spokesperson declined an interview and did not answer emailed questions about the age of the vehicle involved in Friday's fire. In a statement, he said that employees' safety is a matter of great importance to the Postal Service and that all vehicles used by the USPS adhere to federal safety standards. He said the Postal Service has implemented mandatory maintenance schedules and procedures to ensure the vehicles are safe to drive. But what about the mail? Eisner says once she was sure the mailman was safe, that was the next thing on her mind as the fire burned.
One of my first thoughts was, oh my goodness, all the mail in there. Oh dear.
The USPS spokesperson says the fire damaged a, quote, very limited number of mail pieces and that the affected customers had been notified. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.